This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, Hour 2. We got Bradley Dean. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We got Stephanie live at the Minnesota State Fair, making the most of her opportunities. Stephanie, co-host of SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. How's it going out there at the Minnesota State Fair? Ground one at the grandstand.
Well, it's been going very, very well. You know, we've hit all different types, all different walks of life. Every person that comes up is a different conversation, but we're taking people through the Ten Commandments, the law of God. They're getting gospel tracts. They're getting your testimony story. They're getting DVDs. I mean, it's amazing. We've been tracking all the way from Muslims to atheists to veterans to fellow believers who are encouraged that we're here. We're hitting all ends of the spectrum. You know, Jesus said to go in all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, and we take him serious with that. We're being lights in a dark world. There's not many booths. I can't think of actually any booth out here like ours. And we're giving the message of the gospel, and we're shining the light in dark places.
Isn't it interesting that you are in the very building that before I got saved as some young man, and no, I'm not talking about a young guy from Bangkok, but isn't it interesting that it was that bathroom in the building in which you are in right now is the very things that I complain about, because what I've seen concerning American Christianity my whole life is walking into a bathroom and seeing some little track laid on the back of a toilet. And when I seen that, I remember how it used to bother me so much. I just thought, what a bunch of spineless, capitulating, faithless witnesses to the God they say they love and serve. And now what's interesting about that, Stephanie, is the fact that we're in that building, that very building, on the first floor at the grandstand in the state of Minnesota at the Minnesota State Fair, handing out literally thousands and thousands and thousands of tracks for the 12 days that we have the opportunity to be there.
Yeah, and it is an opportunity, and it's amazing. And, you know, you still see people, as you're talking about these spineless Christians, you still, you know, people come up to the table and they say, oh, praise the Lord and bless you.
Yes.
God bless
you.
I mean, if I had a dollar for every time someone said God bless me, I'd be rich right now. But you know, I'm having fun here. But the truth of the matter is there's so many people that profess to know the Lord. They're so glad that we're doing what we're doing. But the point is, what are you doing? We all need to do this thing together. You know, faith without works is dead. We always talk about 1 John 3:18 on the show because we know that love is an action. And on one of our shirts that we have, we've got a picture of Bradley with all the Christian crosses, and we have 1 John 3:18. And when I show that shirt to folks, I'll tell them, you know, 1 John 3:18 talks about love being in demonstration because the veteran's love for us was in demonstration, just as Christ's love on the cross was in demonstration. So we don't want to be the kind of Christians that say, oh, bless me and bless God. We want to be the kind of Christians that put feet to our actions, you know, to our prayers, and we're out there doing what we're doing, and we're having a great time because we know how important it is. And like I said, we're being a light in a dark world, and that's exactly what Jesus told us to do.
Well, the church shines best when it's darkest, and exactly right now, concerning the times that we are in the present, there's no better time to actually stand up and be a witness for Christ. Matter of fact, where you lose your life is where you find your life, and Jesus said that, and that just happens to be what we're talking about right now, and that's why we're out there doing the things that we're doing out there. Steph, do you got any testimonials you can give to us really quick before I jump on this topic?
Well, you know, one that sticks out to me is I had this man come up to me, and he was, he was a man who had a couple kids with him. I'm guessing one was probably in sixth grade, another one in fourth grade, so younger kids. He's using the F word and, you know, using profanity, and it's like, wow, even around your kids, you're using all these words. And I kind of, you know, talked to him about the ministry. I told him about the law of God and so on and so forth. And you could tell, even though he's still trying to act hard, he was still convicted. And then I love the people that come up to me and they say, you know, my favorite part of the Constitution is where they talk about separation of church and state, and that was Benjamin Franklin. And it's like, I have to look at it and say, well, first of all, you know, separation of church and state is found nowhere in the Constitution, nowhere in the Bill of Rights, nowhere in the Declaration of Independence. In fact, it wasn't Benjamin Franklin at all. It was Thomas Jefferson you're referring to that wrote a letter to the Danbury Baptist Church barring the government from what they're trying to do today. So when
That's
you
right.
look at it, people think they know everything. They think the founding forefathers were atheists. And then I have to remind them, well, it was George Washington who said religion and morality are the central pillars of civil society. Andrew Jackson, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So what they do right. is they just pick up things that they've heard, and they steal them out with no facts, no knowledge, and then they think they know everything. But it's kind of fun to get those people every once in a while.
Oh, it's all the time. And what's interesting about it is when you ask them, can you show me that in any founding document, they can't tell you that. And just for the record, folks, Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, was known as the father of religion. Look at his headstone. We were there. We got the hat and the T-shirt. But it's also interesting to note that it was mandatory in Washington schools. Not was he only the president of the United States, but he was also the president of public schools in D.C. Guess what the two books were, friends, that were given to the students? Watts Hymnals in the Bible. You've been lied to, and we've been eating the fruits of the lie. But if you want to know where lines between church and state is, friends, you can go over to Russia and find it in Article 52 of the USSR Constitution. It's un-American. It is not who we are in this country, and it shows you who's behind the line. Now, I want to go and also go fast forward concerning the people that are reciting those things that call themselves Christians. First of all, they don't know their founding documents because they don't know the Word of God. They know nothing of our foundations, and they love to tell you that there's lines between church and state, friends. And the reason that they go along with that is because they don't want to actually have to stand up and do their job. They're looking for excuses. And I want people to clearly understand what I'm saying next. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Christ Jesus himself did. What you're seeing in America is a lack of Christianity, namely those that love to call themselves Christians, but the fruit doesn't line up, John 15. So let's make distinction between real Christians and those that actually confess or profess their Christianity. We judge them by their fruit, and if the fruit isn't there, it's because they don't belong to the Christ. So, Stephanie, I'll give you the last, well, I'll give you 15 more seconds, and then I got to jump topics here.
Well, I just want to say, for all those who are in the Minnesota area, please check us out. Come visit us. In fact, I had a lady who came out today. She said, oh, I saw in your newsletter that you were in the grandstand. So she came out. She saw. She bought a shirt for her younger son, our price shirt. We're having a great time out here. So please do check us out. We're in the lower level of the grandstand. You cannot miss the big mural with Bradley's picture, all the crosses behind him. And we're the one passing all the gospel tracks, shining the light in the dark place.
Amen. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it. Again, Stephanie Joy, co-host, sonsoflibertyradio.com, live at the Minnesota State Fair at the grandstand, floor one. Now, folks, I'm going to put a little salt on your tongue, because what we're going to talk about is tyrants, they inevitably reap what they sow. And we're also going to talk about what happens to those that put their hand on God's anointed. Again, folks, it doesn't look good. That's why the Lord said, touch not mine anointed. But going to dictators first and foremost, let's go to Italian dictator Benito Mussolini, that prideful, arrogant narcissist. He said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Friends, Italian dictator Benito Mussolini was known to have said this three different times on three different occasions. God, if you're there, strike me dead. Benito Mussolini, Italian dictator, said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Did the Lord accommodate? Oh, you better bet your bottom dollar he did. I'll give you details on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Zdanowski, author of Evology. Trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
You guys ready to rock this? I am. 1-866-582-9933. Hey, for all those professed Christians out there that are just hiding for some reason, do keep in mind that if you're hiding your faith, it's because you don't have your faith. That's really the truth, like it or not. 1-866-582-9933. Tyrants, they inevitably reap what they sow. Italian dictator Benito Mussolini said, God, if you're there, strike me dead. Did God accommodate? Many years later, God did. When Mussolini and his mistress were condemned to death, Mussolini said, let me save my life and I will give you an empire. Then began shouting, no, no. They were both executed along with main members of his cabinet on April 29th, 1945. Their bodies were savagely beaten, then hung upside down at Esso gas station in the Plaza Loreto in Milan. See, what happens, friends, is men wickedly depart from God and his laws by following men who claim to be something they are not. Simply because men fail to judge them by their fruit, Matthew 24:5. And what happens? Well, then they are then led away through deception. Millions and millions of people are slaughtered through contrived wars. And yes, I said contrived wars. Nations are destroyed. And this, of course, occurs because people that should know better neglect duty through apathy and blindly follow their leader. It's called America being derelict of duty. And then men tempt God by allowing tyrants to take the helm and steer into history, destruction, these same men that you wish would have never been allowed. In how many instances, friends? They then return to God, the God that they should have never departed from in the first place. Again, read Leviticus 26:40-46. And speaking of these tyrants, listen carefully. Listen carefully, friends. They know that God is who he says he is, for he is the one with whom they feebly make war. Read James 2:19. Napoleon Bonaparte, said, "The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it." Psalm 2:5. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, everybody would be shouting me down saying, "Bring it down, Brother Dean. Bring it down." Napoleon Bonaparte said, "The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it." You better bet your bottom dollar. And when you see individuals like this one in the White House right now, removing God from the Declaration of Independence, condemning Scripture and twisting it into his own shape and form, as he attempts to tear down the Bible and recreate it in his own devilish image, oh, my goodness, friends. He who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. And I'm telling you what, there is few that have gone as far as this devil has in the White House. The Bible is no mere book, but a living creature with a power that conquers all that oppose it. Hey, folks, if that wasn't the truth, then why is he and his administration attacking Christians through the useful idiots across the country? Oh, and do keep in mind, friends, what you're seeing right now concerning those that are attacking Christians, of course, that's the narrative the state-controlled media would have you believe. But don't forget about the good people all across the country that are dealing with the issues at hand, because rest assured, they are. There's an underlying swell that the state-controlled media means for you not to see and not to hear. Because if you realize that you have everything going for you, which you do, America, it'd be all over for them in a day. But the only way that that's going to happen is when you actually get studied up so you know what you're talking about. History teaches us this. For example, Maxentine built a false bridge to drown Constantine. But did you know that Maxentine was drowned himself? You know, Scripture tells us he who digs the pit will surely fall into it. Yep. Their sword will enter into their own hearts. They'll be taken by their own snares, is what Scripture tells us. Speaking of tyrants that want to prove and dare the justice of God, who get a response, Sultan Bajazet was carried by Tamerlane in an iron cage that he intended for Tamerlane. You reap what you sow. Maximinus put out the eyes of thousands of Christians, and soon after, a fearful disease of the eyes broke out amongst his people, of which he himself died in great agony. Man, I never heard this before. I know you didn't. I know you didn't. All the bad guys that are listening to me right now, I want you to hear this, because this is your end. Just like the Judas that betrayed the Son of Man, did you see his end, friends? Yeah, though he was appointed the son of perdition, but friends, did you see what happened? He went and hung himself, and his innards gushed out of him. You want to go ahead and play that game? You go ahead and play that game, but you're going to wish you hadn't. Both in the natural and in the spiritual. Valens caused about 80 Christians to be sent to sea in a ship and burned alive. What happened to Mr. Valens? Well, he was defeated by the Goths and fled to a cottage where he was burned alive. Why do the heathen rage and the people imagine a vain thing? Why do the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed? Saying, "Let us break their bands asunder and cast away their cords from us." The Bible tells us, and I want to tell you firsthand experience, friends, "He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his sore displeasure." The best advice I can give those that make war against heaven is this. Kiss the Son. Meet him and his government on his terms, lest he be angry and you perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all those that put their trust in him. Folks, when you look at the prayers of David, the Lord continuously gave him the victory through the power of the cross, understanding the power of redemption. For example, Deuteronomy 28 says this, "The Lord shall cause thine enemies that rise up against thee to be smitten before your face. They shall come out against you one way, but they shall flee before you seven ways." What about Thessalonians? New Testament. Let's go over there. What did the Lord say in the book of Thessalonians? That folks, that they would actually experience the wrath of God in so many different ways. Why is it that we fail to understand that God is not to be messed with, nor are his children? You know, the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, not for your righteousness' sake, but for his. And they shall be afraid of you. That's in Deuteronomy 28 and over to Thessalonians again. In flaming fire, taking vengeance on them that know not God and obey not the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Is this what the enemies of the righteous have found? Absolutely they have. Alexander V was poisoned by wine he had prepared for another. And notice it's the state persecuting the church over and over again. Henry III of France was stabbed in the same chamber where he had helped to contrive the cruel massacre of the French Protestants. You don't touch God's anointed. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory, the Bible tells us. Of course not, because Christians already understand that we're crucified through weakness, but we live by the power of God, I add, unto salvation. Marie Antoinette, writing to Notre Dame Cathedral for her wedding, bade the soldiers command all beggars, cripples, and ragged people to lead the line of the procession. She could not endure the sight of these miserable ones, and soon after, bound in the executioner's cart, she was riding towards the place of execution amid crowds who gazed on her with hearts as cold as ice and hard as granite. You know, there is a blessedness concerning those that look out for the poor. And the Lord is very particular and very protective concerning the poor. And by the way, the fatherless. Oh, and by the way, the foreigner, we're to love on them people because God is very protective and he will judge their enemies. And we can find that out through Marie Antoinette, can we not? When Follen was asked how the starving populace was to live, he said, "Let them eat grass." Follen said to the starving populace, "Let them eat grass." You can just imagine what happened to him, but I'll tell you on the other side of this break. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Honey, why are there fish swimming in our bathtub?
Aren't they cute? You need more omega-3s, and those fish oil pills with toxins and heavy metals are scary. So I'm making fish oil from scratch.
Oh, boy. Didn't I tell you I'm ordering Nutrigold fish oil? It's exceptionally pure.
That's what they all say.
No, really. Nutrigold's fish oil is concentrated from pure cold water fish straight off the Alaskan coast and manufactured right here in the USA.
Well, cold Alaskan waters are much more pristine than the polluted waters that other fish oils are sourced from.
That's what I'm saying. And it's five-star certified to meet international purity, potency, and freshness standards.
Well, that sounds even better.
Great. I'll be in my office ordering a few bottles. If I order now on www.fishoil.best, I can save $5 using the promo code MyFishOil. Honey, why are there bees in my office?
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil product by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering MyFishOil at checkout.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Well, you know, folks, I do appreciate the interaction online. I really do. If you want 53 countries as well as affiliates across the United States of America, if you want them to hear what you have to say, it's 1-866-582-9933. Again, I appreciate the interaction online, but I'd love to hear from you. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Again, I understand I'm dumping a lot of information on you. That's okay. So if you're just absorbing that, that's cool. But if you want to call in, if you want to contend, if you want to just give your opinion, if you want to tell us something that we're not talking about right now concerning the very topics that we're talking about, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, what we're talking about right now is those that have the audacity to touch God's anointed. And I'm not talking about those that just call themselves Christians. I'm talking about those that really belong to the Lord. Tyrants, they inevitably reap what they sow. And folks, there's no question about it. They do. God is not mocked, for whatever a man sows, that shall he also reap. He who sows to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. Amen. That's where we want to go here in this country. But there are those that just are too ignorant of the consequences of messing with God's anointed. And we see them on a daily basis in this country. Here, let me highlight some. Oh, I better finish what Mr. Fallon said. He said, Mr. Fallon, when asked how the starving populace was to live, you know what he said, friends? He said, let them eat grass. Mr. Fallon said, let the starving populace eat grass. How far depraved are these men and debased? Afterwards, the mob, maddened with rage, caught him in the streets of Paris. They hung him and stuck his head upon a pike and filled his mouth with grass. Isn't that interesting? See, you never hear this because, again, folks, everybody wants to make Christ and his Christians out to be a bunch of little pansies because they have some false image of Jesus walking around with pink booties on, smacking sheep on the backside, offending nobody. No, folks, that's a different Jesus. It's not the one of the Bible. The Bible says he is the line of the tribe of Judah. He is a man of war. He spoke as one having authority and not as the scribes. He confronted the status quo, friends, with the authority given unto him by God. He wasn't asking for permission to rebuke the disobedience and the devils. No, he just did it because he was empowered by the Spirit to do it. And yet, you know what we see, friends? We see the bad guys in power today. And though there are few, the American people believe that there are many. Just think, America, if we dealt with the leaving in the lump, we wouldn't have the leaving in the lump. Just think, America, if we sent the message that we will not tolerate crime to our government and to criminals at large because we set forth the law unto judgment publicly, we wouldn't have crime running rampant the way it is today. Let's go over to those that actually, well, we know that 11 of the 12 of the disciples were actually martyred. There's John the Baptist. There's Jesus the Christ. We already talked about what happened to Judas, how he hung himself and his innards gushed out. Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. And the summer of it, oh, by the way, Scripture tells us that Jesus said of Herod, go tell that fox. He didn't ask him. He said, go tell that fox that a prophet will not perish in Jerusalem. And it's the same thing with John the Baptist. He reproved Herod for all of his evils. And when you look in Scripture, what do you see? You see the church continuously rebuking the statists. And you continuously see the statists persecuting the church. And it's not good for the statists to do that, or the tyrants to do that. But again, Herod Antipas and Herodias were responsible for the imprisonment and execution of John the Baptist. Herod himself attempted to plot the death of Christ. And in the summer of AD 39, Antipas, his money, and his territory were turned over to King Agrippa. While he and his wife were sent into exile, Antipas himself died miserably. Pontius Pilate, do you remember that guy? You know, the one that wanted to put his hands in the water and wash his hands free from the guilt of crucifying the Christ? Hey, my hands are in. I'm washing my hands in front of the people because I'm innocent of the blood of this man. Well, folks, do keep in mind that Scripture tells us that his wife had a dream and she came to him and told him, speaking to Pontius, have nothing to do with that just man. But Pontius did it anyways, right? He pleased the people, and he pleased, what? The hypocritical church of the day. Pontius Pilate handed Christ to the Jews to be scourged and crucified. Pilate fell under misfortune in the reign of Caligula, AD 37 through 41. He was sent to exile to Gaul and eventually committed suicide there in Vienna. Bet you didn't know that, did you? You do now. So Pontius Pilate, after crucifying the Christ to please the people, ended up committing suicide. Of course, you always do when you touch the Lord's anointed. The Jewish people of the day who rejected and, well, they heard and rejected Christ, they were at length destroyed by Titus and Vespasian, his father, father of Titus, in AD 70, about 40 years after the Passion of the Christ. It's interesting because Christ continuously warned the people that this was going to happen because they're rejecting the Son of God, the meek King of glory. Well, did it happen? You better bet your bottom dollar it happened. to the number of 1,100. That's Old English, friends. Besides those Vespasian slew in the subduing of Galilee, if you'd like to find this, you can go to Fox's Book of Martyrs. It's all in there. But again, Hollywood doesn't want you to hear about this. You know, if the church was so powerless, then why are they being persecuted all the time, globally? Because they are a power, and the enemy of your souls knows that the church is a power. But to those that bear the cross, to those that understand that if you want to find your life, you first need to lose your life in Christ. And folks, it really is true. You find your life in Christ no matter what comes your way. That's where the life of the Spirit is. The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and death. That's in Christ, not outside of Christ, in Christ. And there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. That's Romans 8. You can also read Galatians 5. But it's interesting that 1,100,000, that's Old English, were crucified on the walls of Jerusalem after the Passion of the Christ, 40 years later. The vain Senate, you need to listen to this one, America, as well. The vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. The same way that they are rejecting him today. Not in word, of course, but in deed and in truth they are. Remember, Jesus said, you honor me with your lips, but your hearts are far from me. These people that represent we, the people, have their hand on the Bible as they swear to God and man that they will uphold the enumerated laws which God bestowed upon us through the Mosaic Institution. Oh, I love when people argue with me about that, but folks, you've heard me for 15 years now on the radio, and they still haven't called in. Nope, they love to text me. They love to blog about me. But the fact of the matter is they won't get on the radio with me. And they won't get on the radio with me because they know what I'm telling them is exactly right on the money. They don't want to be exposed publicly. They just want to bite onto your ankles, don't they? And they want other people that are too ignorant, just like themselves, to believe the lies that they need to perpetuate. Oh, just like Stephanie brought up, there's lines between church and state. No, there isn't. You're under attack by the ACLU and other organizations that you've allowed to breed in America. And yet, if we'd go back to the ACLU, we would know within ourselves, friends, I'm on a bunny trail right now, that Roger Baldwin said that the end of the ACLU is communism. You're running from communists who are violating your law. What happens when you know the law and you stand on the law? All of a sudden, they just kind of walk away from you, don't they? And then whenever they mean to scare anybody, they got the state-controlled media going right along to get along, using their useful idiots, said Vladimir Lenin, to try to scare others not to stand up for their Christian faith. Since when do you ask an atheist, America, to obey God? Since when do you ask an atheist America to obey God? You don't. It's better to obey God than man. And until you mean what you say, nothing's going to change in this country. Going back to the vain Senate of Rome, after being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. They said, no, we don't want to be ruled by God, said the vain Senate of Rome. Being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than the meek King of Glory, the Son of God. Guess what, friends? They were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. By who? The man that they gave themselves to. And the Bible tells us in John 2, right before 2 and 3, the chapter break, Jesus said he didn't commit himself to men because he knew what was in man. Yep. Just like George Whitefield, the great awakening preacher, rightly said, a man left to himself is half beast and half devil. But that's who they meant to submit themselves to. And they did it, friends. Just like they're doing it today with a man named Barack Hussein Obama. And yes, America, the joke is on you. But I want you to understand that, America, either you're going to live for the blood that was shed on Calvary, or the blood's going to be there to condemn you. Which one do you choose? I'm going to tell you what happened to the vain Senate of Rome after they refused the meek King of Glory. I'm going to tell you the fruit of what took place concerning the man that they gave himself over to, the emperor at hand. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
It's been July.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. Extendivite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Okay, it's okay. Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley Dean, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Again, thank you for the interaction online. You are so bold and forthright to come forth. Folks, we have been talking about tyrants reaping what they sowed. And then what we have been talking about right before the end of the break, we were talking about the vain Senate of America. I mean, the vain Senate of Rome. After being proposed to have Christ adored as God, they rejected him. What's happening, friends? They're rejecting the Christ, giving way to what? The enemy of our souls. Being content to have the emperor reign over them rather than meet the meek King of Glory, the Son of God, they were scourged and trapped for their unjust refusing. For as they preferred the emperor, as the American Senate and our representatives prefer the tyrannical acts of a devil in the White House, do keep in mind, they did this before, but history is going to repeat itself if we don't learn it, friends. Going back to the vain Senate of Rome, they preferred the emperor and rejected Christ, so the just permission of God stirred up their own emperors against them in such sort that the senators themselves were destroyed and the whole city most horribly afflicted for the space of almost 300 years. So, during the break, I thought within myself, maybe just to keep it 90% law, 10% grace, I'm showing you the problems, but I'm also giving you the answers. I thought to myself, you know what? I'm going to bring them back to an analogy, and then I'm going to bring them back to their forefathers and really just kind of lay out a bit of a premise so they can understand their history. And I'll go to the popular guys that everybody knows of, like Roger Sherman or Benjamin Rush, signer of the Declaration of Independence, both of them, or Ben Franklin or James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution, or George Washington, even the president of the United States, he'd be number one, and or John Adams. What did they have to say? Well, folks, let me say it this way. I live in a rural area, and I notice that every spring, the farmers are out there plowing, and I notice after they plow the ground up, what they do is they sow the seed. And I know what they've actually sown in the fall time, because about 3, 4, 5 months later, all of a sudden, here comes this harvest. So therefore, we know what that farmer sowed. And so it is with us, America. 236 years later, here we are, and 78% of America profess their Christianity, but there's the atheists and the revisionists that are trying to talk you out of who you are and where you came from. Well, what does the harvest show you, friends? It shows you what sort of seeds that our forefathers planted. A little common sense, no debate, no argument, no sir. Absolutely not. Little common sense comes into play here, friends. We're not a Christian nation. We're not a Christian nation. Well, what are the atheists kicking up against? What are the socialists and communists kicking up against? What are the radical Muslims kicking up against? Who you are, not who you are not. Let's go back to the bad guys really quick. And I want to bring this to everyone in this country right now listening to me. Because I want you to understand that if you are not born again of the Spirit of God, John 3, you're doomed. I didn't say that. Christ said that. There's a true story told of how two men went duck hunting 2 weeks before duck hunting season opened. They brought with them a brand new truck, a retriever, a dog, and a couple sticks of dynamite. When they got out to the lake, they noticed that they had a problem. The lake was completely frozen over. And one of them had a good idea. He would go back to his brand new truck, grab a stick of dynamite, go back to the lake, throw it as far as he possibly could to the center of the lake, blow a hole so they could put down their little decoys, their little fake duckies. And as all the ducks descend, they would have a heyday shooting at all those little ducks. So this is what they did. The one that threw the stick of dynamite had a problem, because as he threw the dynamite, he noticed that his little retriever ran after the stick of dynamite. You all have them, America. But this little dog, this little retriever, he put the stick of dynamite in his mouth, and as faithful as that little retriever was, he started to run back to guess who, friends? His owner. We all have those little retrievers. The owner freaked out, and in fear of his own life, he ran over to the brand new truck the dog did, the little retriever, grabbed his shotgun, and started to shoot at the retriever. I'm sorry. And after shooting at the retriever was so scared, he ran under the brand new truck that little retriever did. And guess what blew up, friends? You got it. The brand new truck, along with this faithful retriever. You see, the very evidence of your guilt will blow right up in your face, like it or not, because in the spiritual, the law is always perpetual. It is always at work. These two particular men were charged for breaking the law. And folks, so it is with us. Every one of us are lawbreakers, and the only one that can save us from our sin is Christ Jesus. For Christ hath also once suffered for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us unto God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Because we know that we're all sinners saved by grace, yes. And when we understand that we're saved by grace, guess what we do? We understand grace tells us, as Christ did in John 8 to the woman that was caught in adultery, go and sin no more. Go and sin no more. That's real grace. Yep. And what do we do from that point on? We go to the cross to meet the Christ. We read his word. We put our faith in him. We trust in him. And we grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on a daily basis. We grow up into him, not out of him, into him. So, folks, we're all lawbreakers. The only one that can actually change our carnal nature is the Christ. No man can do it. No counselor can do it. Read Isaiah 11 when you get a moment, friends. The first six verses. No one can change our character except Him. And I want to tell you, those that have been saved by Christ, if they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, Isaiah 8:20, it's because there's no light in them. Also read Matthew 5 when you get a moment. Now, giving you a natural analogy to cause you to understand what the things of the Spirit are there to teach us, if we can hear it. And then going to our founding forefathers and understanding what sort of seeds did they plant? Thomas Jefferson said, "I'm a Christian in the only sense in which he wished anyone to be, sincerely attached to his doctrines in the preference to all others. I am a real Christian, that is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Jesus Christ." That's Thomas Jefferson. These are all factual quotes. Didn't make them up. James Madison, known as the father of our Constitution, the fourth president, talking about the seeds that they planted. "A watchful eye must be kept on ourselves, lest while we are building ideal monuments of renown and bliss here, we neglect to have our names enrolled in the annals of heaven." Wow, I didn't know that. I know. That's why we're in trouble. But you know what? We still have the freedom to do the right thing, right, friends? You better bet your bottom dollar we do. John Jay, President of Congress. Original Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court, Governor of New York, he said this. He said, "Unto him who is the author and giver of all good, I render sincere and humble thanks for his manifold and unmerited blessings." Blessings he didn't deserve. And he didn't work to get. See, the law says do this and live. Grace says live and do this, right? And we do the things not the things that we do not to get saved. We do the things that we do, friends, because we are saved. He goes on, John Jay. "Blessed be his holy name." And he said, "and especially for our redemption and salvation by his beloved son, Jesus Christ." John Hancock, signer of the Declaration of Independence, who wrote his name so boldly on the Declaration of Independence, he wanted to make sure that the tyrant King George across the pond didn't have to put on his spectacles to read his name. John Hancock, signer of the Declaration of Independence, President of Congress, Revolutionary General, Governor of Massachusetts, he said he called on the entire state to pray that universal happiness may be established in the world, that all may bow to the scepter of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the whole earth may be filled with his glory. All factual quotes, friends. He said also, John Hancock did, "sensible of the importance of Christian piety and virtue to the order and happiness of a state, I cannot be earnestly commended to you every measure for the support and encouragement." And it's interesting how they all talked Old English. When you read the Cambridge Bible, King James Version, it's Old English. So if you ever heard Bradley, or you hear Bradley kicking a little Old English, it's just in me. And by the way, it's proper. What about Benny Franklin? Benjamin Franklin, the signer of the Declaration of Independence, said, "As to Jesus of Nazareth, my opinion of whom you particularly desire, I think the system of morals and his religion as he has left them to us, the best the world have ever saw or is likely to see." Folks, that's what they said. Love you by what we do. We will talk at you soon. 1 John 3.
Attention, all men. Are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Are you having a slower, weaker stream? Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Super Beta Prostate is guaranteed to support a more complete emptying of your bladder, a fuller, stronger stream, and less waking at night to urinate.
Super Beta Prostate is a product that I really like. I endorse it. I use it myself. I was very pleasantly surprised that Super Beta Prostate helped me fairly quickly.
Super Beta Prostate is formulated with a natural plant enzyme called beta-sitosterol. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Sol Palmetto pills to get the same sterols as just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Don't ignore the warning signs of your aging prostate. Call now to get your free bottle of Super Beta Prostate. Call 1-800-853-1203. That's 1-800-853-1203. 800-853-1203.